Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. This is Linda LaCate, and I noticed I have a charge on my account from your company, but I don't know what it is, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm happy to search here for you. What's a good zip code I could search your name under?
19973.
Appreciate that. Just a moment. I think I've found some matching information for you, ma'am. Just to be sure, could I ask for a matching street address?
9078 Easter Lane.
All right, appreciate that. Let me have this loaded for you real quick and I can gather some more information. So Ms. Linda, what I pull up is where back in April there was an online customer support survey completed and a sweepstakes had been filled out, which was a chance to enter and win a Dyson V11 vacuum. That led to the enrollment on our Bites Hub meal planning application to provide the enrollment into the contest. And it shares recipe guides cutting out all sugar and carb cravings.
It showed what?
The Bites Hub, it was sent to the email provided to provide the enrollment into the monthly contest ran on the Dyson V11 vacuum. I see there's an offer to continue where it's $20 a month instead.
No, I don't want this. I didn't receive anything, and I'm not going to pay $60 for nothing.
I see that the application was emailed to lindalcts@aol.com, but with you not interested to continue, I've submitted a cancellation here that does prevent all future billings effective immediately today.
Okay, but what is this $59.89? I mean, I don't understand why I got charged for that.
Do you recall in the month of April completing an online customer support survey, which led to a sweepstakes? It was a chance to enter and win the Dyson V11 vacuum.
There was nothing mentioned about a sweepstakes.
Sorry, it's not made more clear, ma'am.
But I don't feel that I saw that, yes. But it wasn't listed as a sweepstakes. And it wasn't from Power for Health Trend Co. or whatever this
is. That's just a merchant ID, ma'am. It's not the name of the product itself. I'm sorry, again, it wasn't made more clear. It is a sweepstakes entry. Our system does go by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred. At this time, it would refund 25%. And that should settle back into the billed bank account within about 3 to 5 business days.
So you're going to reimburse me 25%?
That's what the system would be able to put through as our system goes by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred, and that was done on April 21st.
What would this have given me if I had agreed to, you know, to stay on it? I mean, what do you all offer?
That application that was sent to your email, it provides like recipe guides to cut out sugar and carb cravings, meal journals, other things like that. And every month you're enrolled, you have an entry into the contest that's ran for the Dyson V11 vacuum. I've reached out to my floor supervisor, explained a little bit about the situation here. Mm-hmm. They did remind me that there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee for the application, but as a courtesy, we'll be able to go ahead and submit the remainder as a refund for you. The amount back would be $54.89 within about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Ashley.
Okay. And do you have an extension, Ashley?
I don't. Anybody here who answers the line is happy to assist. Allow me a moment to have everything situated for you, and I'll provide a confirmation number.
Oh, okay. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me just a second. All right, I have that confirmation number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That number will be C as in Charlie 920-609-366.
Okay. C as in Charlie 920-609-366.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and spoke with Ashley. Okay, Ashley.
And just allow the refund about 3 to 5 business days, no more. Nothing further is going to be charged. Is there anything else for you?
No, so I should be receiving a credit of $54.89.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They need to make that clear because it was listed that you were eligible to receive that because of being a good customer with Home Depot. So that's a little deceiving on that.
Not made more clear. I appreciate you calling customer support, ma'am, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye.